Together, we are a heart-centered spiritual community dedicated to empowering personal transformation and living the unlimited possibilities of spirit. One more time. We are a heart-centered spiritual community dedicated to empowering personal transformation and living the unlimited possibilities of spirit. So, can cold water clean dishes? A man went to visit his 90-year-old grandfather in a very secluded rural part of the state. After spending the night, his grandfather prepared breakfast consisting of eggs and bacon. But the grandson noticed a film-like substance on his plate. And he asked his grandfather, "Are these plates clean?" And the grandfather replied, "Those plates are as clean as cold water can get them." So finish your meal. That afternoon, while eating the hamburgers his grandfather's made, he noticed tiny specks around the edge of the plate that looked kind of like a dried yolky substance. So he asked again, "Are these plates clean?" Without looking up, the grandfather said, "I told you before, those plates are as clean as cold water can get them. Now, don't ask me again." As the grandson was leaving that afternoon, his grandfather's dog started growling and wouldn't let him pass by. So he said, "Grandpa, your dog won't let me out." Without diverting his attention from the football game, the grandfather shouted out, "Cold water, go lay down." Yeah. Bet you're thankful I don't have a dog named Cold Water. Right? I am thankful. So grateful. I am one with the life all around me. Can y'all affirm with me? I am thankful, so grateful, I am one with the life all around me. Now say it one more time like you really mean it. I am thankful, so grateful, I am one with the life all around me. Do you know what the most powerful force in the universe is? Words of thanksgiving combined with an attitude of gratitude. Yeah? That's what JC said. In all things, seek first the kingdom of God and kingdom of good and its harmony and balance, and every good thing your heart desires will come unto you. Right? And he also demonstrated it too. At Lazarus, too, when feeding the people of the 5,000 people, he looked up into the heaven and said, "Thank you, Father, for having blessed me for the good that's about to come." Right? And then there is these studies called heart math. You know, a group of scientists that are Unity and religious science based who do study on the power of what your heart, the energy of your heart, will produce in the world. Not your mind, but the energy of your heart. Right? Multitude of studies proving that gratitude and thanksgiving, and when we speak those words, how powerful it can be. So on this awesome Sunday before Thanksgiving, we are celebrating life's blessings, right? Yes. Right? Yes. Right? Yes. Get those scowls off your face, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right. We're giving thanks for all the good, all that God, the infinite oneness, has done for us. Even those things that may not seem to be so great. And we also are going to celebrate things that we may not yet are even aware of. Many of us have uncovered hidden treasures waiting for us in the ethers just to be called into manifestation. So today we're celebrating life's blessings. So let's all say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Right? I am grateful. So thankful. I am one with the life all around me. Right? Perhaps you don't feel you have too much to be thankful for. And you're dreaming a day when you will have everything you desire. Perhaps you're like that fisherman who lived on the banks of a river. And one day he was walking home with his eyes half closed, and after a long, hard day at work, he was tired. And he was dreaming of what would be, what he would do in the future when he would be rich. And suddenly he stumbled over this leather pouch that hooked onto his foot. Absentmindedly, he just picked it up and opened it and looked in. It was filled with these pebbles. So he walked along the shore and said, when I'm rich, I will have a castle. And then he took one of those pebbles and threw it in the river. He walked a little bit further and said, I will have a wonderful car when I'm rich. And then he threw another pebble out into the river. And when I'm rich, I will have this gorgeous wife. And he threw another pebble out into the river. And he was down to the very last pebble when the moonlight fell on that pebble. And he noticed that it was glistening. He realized in that moment he had been throwing these valuable gems out into the river. He had his well all along, and he didn't realize it. Right? You know, during that ice storm we had a couple years ago, I had a very strange realization. Yes, I had power most of the time, and I had this great big firestorm in my storm drain. But I know some in Oklahoma didn't have no heat and air for 10 days, no electricity for 10 days, no heat, no lights, no TV, no internet for 10 days. You know, I just went without the internet for 7 days. That's all I lost. Wow, right? My daily routine was in complete turmoil. I had to watch real TV. And I only had 28 different choices. Oh my, what was I going to do? You know, I couldn't even send or read any of those crazy messages that we do on Facebook, you know? I was just going to have to be here now in this moment. Oh my. You know, we live in one of the most incredible times in history. As a result, we, of our evolution of mankind, we have access to everything our heart could desire. Right? We're gems. We have gems within our reach. Heat, you know. What about our new heat and air units that we have? Oh my gosh, right? Heat and air. We have lights most of the time. TV, internet, food, plenty, you know, food aplenty. Got really great stuff for lunch today. Everybody, we're going to have early Thanksgiving. We have, you know, grilled turkey and my grandma's favorite recipe for stuffing and real mashed potatoes. Oh my gosh, so many good things. We have cars, we have transportation. We didn't have that 100 years ago. 100 years ago, the average lifespan of an individual was 55. Oh my gosh. Now it's over 75. Humankind got lost in a mindset of fear and anxiety over what to do with some little virus that affected less than 3% of our population. Instead of affirming and focusing on and celebrating the remedy that was soon to come. Instead of, we should have been celebrating the amazing health care we now have and the amazing individuals who share their talents so that we can experience that wonderful health care. And knowing we are really radiant beings of light and energy and healing life that flow in and through us, that we are powerful, creative, spiritual beings. Just like that one song we sing sometimes says. Knowing that we're right here and that this living energy and not this crude matter. We need to stop and realize the incredible gift, the gemstones that we have been blessed with, and celebrate these blessings. And then we'll feel alive in this moment now and in so many wondrous ways. Yeah, it's easy to give thanks when everything is going well, isn't it? When we have the answers to our prayers, it's easy to say, thank you, God, in celebrating after you receive the good that you seek. You know, like saying prayers after the food arrives on the table. Right? And I know it's difficult to give thanks when you're in the middle of a challenge. It's hard to give thanks when you're in pain. Right? It's hard to give thanks when you're going through a business problem or bankruptcy or divorce or when problems are just mounting up in front of you. But that is precisely the time we need to give thanks. The holiday of Thanksgiving always comes at the exact right time, right? I'm thankful, so grateful. I am one with the Spirit all around me, with life all around me. Can you all affirm that with me one more time? I'll get it ingrained in the head because you're supposed to say it all week long, you know? I am thankful, so grateful. I am one with the life all around me. Right. Believe it or not, it's not what you do in the end. It's not what you do. I mean, it is what you do. It is what you do at the beginning. Here's what I mean. Don't wait until every prayer is answered before you give thanks. That's just common courtesy, right? Like I said, when you say your prayers after the food's on the table, you got to say those prayers before it's even cooked. Right? Act as if it were right in this moment now. And that rightness is going to occur as a result of your actions. That's what Jesus did. You see, thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving is an action that empowers your power of faith. It attunes you to the consciousness of God and sets things into motion into your life. It readies you to receive what is about to become manifest in this moment now. Giving thanks in advance of receiving the good you expect to come allows the joy to bubble up within you and begin to allow it to flow throughout your whole being. It acknowledges that your heart knows that you know and Spirit knows what your heart desires and your soul is ready for it to come forth into this moment now. You got to enjoy it. The experience of awakening to its presence. Instead of complaining and whining and, right, about what you don't have. You know, that's just the American way to do things. Have you noticed that? Unfortunately, I see it all the time, right? Just don't turn on that TV, right? In his book, Prosperity, Charles Fillmore writes, "We open the way for great demonstrations by recognizing the One Presence and praising it, by thanking God for spiritual quickening, quickening our life by affirming that we are alive with Spirit, the life of Spirit, that our intelligence by affirming our oneness with divine intelligence, by quickening the indwelling and penetrating living energy, by recognizing and claiming it as our own. We should meditate on this understanding and give thanks for God, for the realm of infinite possibilities. We can thank God for its thoughts and our thoughts, and that our natural mind is illuminated by Spirit and an attitude of gratitude." Right? Wow. Metaphysicians have discovered that words which express thanks and gratitude and praise release this mind energy, right? Followed by the effects so pronounced that they are able to identify the words that provoked those effects, right? Let your words of praise and thanksgiving be to Spirit, to be to the living field of energy that surrounds and enfolds us, and then it flows out into that energy field, and then in and through every cell of your body. The resources of Spirit are beyond our wildest imagination. You can praise a weak body into strength, a fearful heart into peace and trust, a shattered nerves into poise and power. I give thanks for the Christ life flowing in and through every cell of my body, in my mind, my body, flowing, stirring, moving. It's an easy matter to give thanks for what you've already received. But it's not so easy to give thanks for what you hope to receive. However, giving thanks in advance begins to pass a present expectation through faith, empowering us to see beyond appearances into the realm of infinite possibilities. A realm of energy and substance from which every living thing comes. Remember what Jesus said about one's mental attitude? I'll say it again. It's my favorite verse in the Bible. In all things, seek first the kingdom of infinite possibilities and its harmony and balance. And every good thing your heart desires will come unto you. Wow, Jesus said that. At least that's the Aramaic version. Oh, that's right, he's not from London, is he? Praising and giving thanks liberates the finer essence of our soul when we enter our attention upon Spirit, upon that breath of life, this dynamic force in which we live, move, and have our being. And it, praise and thanksgiving, will release all the pent-up energy that you have within you. Right? Remember that idea of howling at the moon? Allowing all the good you seek just to be howled out at the moon and feeling it just flowing up into the universe. It releases everything that you have pent up in you. That's why dogs do it all the time. But we human beings haven't learned how to do that yet, have we? Well, I guess we did, but we just stopped, right? The energies have been imprisoned in ourselves. And when we release them, they are called into the action of the body chemistry. They call into action the body chemistry of our mind, right? So we need to begin to yell out thanksgiving and goodness. Jack Bolin, a longtime Unity minister, wrote, "All creation responds to praise and thanksgiving. God never put anything in a closed hand or in a closed mind or in a closed life. When we open ourselves through the excitement of joy, we become the channel through which spirit of life expresses itself. It's an incredible universe, so let's give thanks, right? Every thought we lose in our mind carries a certain substance, a life energy. So we might call our thoughts people, right? You know, you ever call your thoughts thought people? Whenever praise is bestowed upon on those people, our thoughts, which are of the intellect, it carries an energy out to every part of our body. Through the living ether is the area of our soul, and it creates an aura within our body. And our whole consciousness and everything about us is infused with that praise. The prophets of old, they knew the power of increase inherent in thanksgiving. Praise Jehovah, right? It's repeated over and over and over again in Psalms. Because the psalmist knew that praise and thanksgiving divinely directs as we tap into the resources of infinite mind. Heart math, again, it's talking about, it studies the wisdom of our heart, right? And when we create that feeling of gratitude and joy and speak words of thanksgiving and gratitudes, it literally begins to ripple out into every cell of our being, filling us with energy and life. Isn't that how we all would really love to live, to be aware of that heart energy? Well, we need to call it into action. Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. The human looks at outward appearances, but the Lord looks into your heart." If you have never practiced this type of Thanksgiving ritual, allowing that Thanksgiving in your heart just to bubble up and flow out into the universe, you've left unused one of the most potent factors available to your happiness. Happiness is literally an inside job. It's living in the celebration of God's kingdom, but it starts in the solar plexus and allows it to bubble up and to flow out. Jesus shared a succinct one-verse parable highlighting this very principle. Matthew 13:44. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. And then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he had and buys that field." Heaven is like a man who discovers a hidden treasure and expresses joy in that discovery. Right? Find a hidden treasure and expresses joy just for finding it. And then he goes and sells everything he has. But he expresses joy even before the land and the treasure become his. Metaphysically, the land represents this tangible physical realm. So symbolically, joy is expressed when we release what our treasure is. Do you know what your treasure is? And expressed when we realize what our treasure is, even before it becomes into manifestation. And it's our rightful possession. It reminds me of an ancient Buddhist story. A young man went to his master teacher and said, I want to be your disciple and earn all there is to learn about God. I want to feel God so much I can give thanks in every moment. The master said to the young man, go out into the woods and sit. And be aware of everything. Come back after you've discovered the specialness of God. So the young man went out and on his way eager, and he was in the woods for 3 days and three nights. He viewed everything with opened eyes and opened ears, and he came back to the master and said, I've seen it. I've seen the animals in the early morning sun. I've heard from a distance the animals as their paws went across the fallen leaves. I heard the stream from miles away in the distance as it went down the mountainside. I heard the wind. The master looked at him and said, you missed it. Go back and look again. So he went back, and this time for 4 days and four nights, and he struggled to see what the master was talking about, but the struggle became so great that he finally had a great release, and he started crying. In that moment, he realized it. Letting go of what the mind sees and began to feel life's expressing through him. He ran back to the master and said, this morning I heard and felt the sun coming up. I heard the rays begin beaming from the sun. I heard and felt the grass as it woke up and took its first sip of the morning dew. The master stopped him and said, you found it. You have seen what cannot be seen. You have heard what cannot be heard. You have felt what is not often felt. To really feel the divine impulse, we have to do that same thing. Look beyond appearances and feel and sense and experience the divine impulse and all the specialness that life is. And allowing that feeling of thanksgiving just to bubble up in you. I'm giving you an assignment this week. All right? To complete it before Thanksgiving, make a list of everything in your house and everything that you're thankful for. Right? And then share it with everyone at the Thanksgiving dinner. Right? Do you dare? Right? Think of all the different things that you're thankful for, that you're joyous about. Write it out. Begin to experience it. You might even go out and howl at the moon just to make yourself happy, right? I am thankful, so grateful, for I am one with life all around me. I invite our prayer chaplain to stand and hold that.